We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, guys? Welcome to the Guilty as Charged podcast. My name is Maddie Schmidt, and today I'm joined by Chargers sixth round draft pick, Jasir Taylor. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me today.
How does it feel being introduced as a sixth round draft pick?
It's a dream come true. I've been dreaming about this since I strapped on my first helmet, and I'm glad it finally happened.
Has it sunk in yet?
No, it hasn't. Probably when I get to the facility and really soak it all in, that'll probably hit me then.
What was it like hearing your name called in the draft, Jasir?
It's like an undescribable feeling. I got the call maybe two picks before the Chargers picked, and I was streaming it on ESPN, so it was a little delayed. So my heart was beating. Just standing in front of the TV with all my family and friends in the background. And when my name went across the screen, the whole place erupted with joy.
That's amazing. I can't imagine. Were you at home for the draft?
Yeah, I had a little small party with my family in New Jersey.
That's special. So I'm glad you mentioned New Jersey. You're just a small town kid from Amesbury Park, New Jersey. You became just the second player ever selected in the NFL draft from Brick High School. What does this opportunity in Los Angeles mean to you?
Oh, I can't wait to get out to LA. Like you said, I am from a small town here in Jersey, but I'm not unfamiliar with any of the cities. You know, I traveled to Philly, New York City. So I've been to LA a couple times, and I'm just excited to get out there. Beautiful weather, beautiful atmosphere, and just a great fan base.
Tell me about your high school experience for a little bit. So that player I mentioned that came before you in the draft was from the 1969 NFL draft, Art Toms. What was your high school football experience like?
Yeah, it was a great experience. I started off playing freshman football midway through the season. I got called up to varsity that freshman year. We won a state championship. So things were rolling early, and primarily during my high school days, I was playing offense. So I always thought I would be on the offensive side of the ball. Every time I envisioned my name getting called or me strapping on an NFL helmet, it was to play offense. But I got the opportunity to play defense at Wake Forest, and I really perfected my craft and made the most of it.
What was that like switching from offense to defense in college?
It wasn't too bad. I played a little bit of defense in high school, but I was just out there just because I was athletic enough. But once I really focused on learning a new position, it was just like second nature.
You played five seasons at Wake Forest. You're an experienced guy. How would you say your time at Wake Forest prepared you for this moment? Getting drafted, moving on to LA, play for the Chargers.
Yeah, Wake Forest really prepared me all around as a player and a person. I was in there with a bunch of older guys who are in the league now. So getting to learn from those guys, just the culture at Wake Forest, the way you're supposed to carry yourself on and off the field, fits right in with the LA Chargers. Just having that sense of standard and way of preparing and just being a great person all around.
You mentioned a standard. What would you say is the biggest lesson that you learned at Wake Forest off the football field?
How to manage my time. You know, when you're in college, you have a lot of things grabbing for your time, whether that's social life, football, academics, just finding a healthy balance between all just to keep me on track.
Yep. Time management can definitely be tough. What's your favorite memory from Wake?
The Belk Bowl my freshman year. It was a great game against Texas A&M. My first bowl game ever, and it was a great win. I think we won 55-52, if I'm not mistaken. And it was just the best feeling ever, winning that championship in the Belk Bowl and celebrating with those guys.
That's awesome. Okay, let's move on to some fun questions, Jasir. I have a feeling that Chargers fans are going to want to get to know one of their 6th-round draft picks. Okay, sound good to you?
Let's go.
All right, we'll start simple. Favorite color?
Right.
Favorite food?
Lasagna.
Favorite show?
Power.
Worst fear?
Heights.
Do you have any hidden talents?
I wish. I wouldn't say a talent, but when I go to new places, I sleepwalk.
Well, that's a good talent. I wish I did. Okay, what is one of your goals for in LA?
To learn as much as possible. I'm in a room with a bunch of older guys and a good mix of young guys and different talents all over, different play styles, and I would be doing myself a disservice if I don't learn from those guys.
All right, back to the easy questions. Favorite animal?
Dog.
Are you more of a beach person or a mountain person?
Beaches.
What's your favorite beach?
Asbury Park Beach here in Jersey.
Have to check it out. Okay, Jasir, I'm going to leave you on this question. What are 3 words that you would use to describe yourself?
As a player or a person?
Whatever you like.
Calm, cool, collective. Nice and simple.
3 C's. All right, Jasir, thanks so much for your time. I really appreciate you joining me today, and good luck out there.
Thank you for having me.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m., and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.